I wouldn't consider myself a parrot head, but there are a couple of his songs I really do like.
And you do like cheeseburgers.
And I love a good cheeseburger.
Well, I think we're having for lunch today.
No doubt.
Cheeseburger in paradise. So
even though I just had one last night, I had a patty melt. We had some Pearl Burger last night.
Ooh.
Sautéed some onions.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Did you
mushrooms.
Have a, was it on a big old sourdough?
No, rye.
Okay.
It's only 9:30, okay. Guys. Let's save the food talk for later.
Man. Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville Retirement Village is Del Webb on a bong.
Now, there is another parody of that called Marijuanaville.
Is
you
there?
Want us to cue that one up?
Oh, man. Let's get to the calls. We have Frank and Ken and Greg. Let's go to Frank first. I think it actually ties in with several questions Jennifer got over the internet this week. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, good, man. You sound maybe too young to retire to Margaritaville, huh?
Oh, very. Yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
Okay. All right. What kind of project are you trying to tackle around the house today?
Not so much a project. I'm doing a little bit of research. I'm looking into possibly getting a tankless water heater, but Google search only gives me so much information, and it's mainly referring to gas tankless water heaters, and it seems awfully biased. So I thought I'd give you a call and get an unbiased opinion about an electric tankless water heater for our area here.
Yeah. You know, for a long time, we would tell you if you're going to go tankless, go gas. But just within the last, I want to say, what, Romy, 10 years, 8 years, last 8 or 10 years, those electrics have come a long, long way.
I think Bosch was one of the
first
manufacturers that did it.
So this is one of the topics we've actually flip-flopped on, and we have said earlier, based on research.
I mean, gas is still great.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But you don't have to be gas to go tankless.
And that was our position for a lot of years, that if you were going to go tankless, go only if you had gas to fuel it. And now we've been educated to the point, and the technology has progressed far enough that actually the electrics are getting some pretty good results and feedback, Frank. Now,
excellent.
There's other things you need to know. Look very closely at the brand and see what they require in the way of water treatment prior to the water entering the heater. There are several manufacturers who, one in particular, says you to have a warranty, you need to at least put a descaling device on your water input line. Many of them say, we want a water softener. We only want to heat soft water. And here's the problem. When we take Arizona's hard water and we heat it up in a water heater, it gets gunky. And we see that on all of our faucets. And if you could see inside your water heater, you'd probably throw up. As it heats, it gets all that calcification, flaky junk. And if we do it quicker through a tankless water heater, it even makes that problem worse. So we've got, through an ionic exchange, got to get all that calcium and minerals out of the water before we're flash heating it, or we're going to prematurely kill the tankless water heater. Now, many of those tankless water heaters actually have warranties that are longer than a standard conventional tank type. Jennifer, what did you find out this week? Some of those manufacturers are going 10 and 12 years on their warranties?
Right. That's one thing that lends to the expense of them, because they're, of course, more expensive to put in up front. I spoke with our friend Dustin Walker from Walker Plumbing, and he actually likes the Navien. That's in Nancy, A-V-I-E-N. But I'm looking it up right now, and they only make the gas, it looks like. So
that's the brand name that he likes?
Yeah, it's made with stainless steel.
Okay.
So, yeah, and the other thing he said was, a lot of times, you know, we'll tell people, well, you need a small household. They work best if you have one or two people. But he said they often are link them together because they'll talk to each other. So you can put in more than one. You would just put in a series to cover the size of the house.
Now, Frank, why are you contemplating going tankless?
Well, I live in a small home, a 1,500 square foot home. I'm single. So I have a 40-gallon or 50-gallon water heater, and it's just what's the point of keeping a bunch of hot water hot if I'm rarely using it in the first place? So it's okay. More like a money-saving option.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Roy. 30 seconds.
You might want to look at the marathon.
You might want to look at solar.
Or solar.
There are a lot of homes not suitable for solar electric power, but virtually every home in Arizona should have solar hot water. That's just my opinion. So, Frank, just know this. You're going to be spending several thousand dollars to get it done. You're doing it for the psychological advantage of leaving less of a carbon footprint on the planet by doing this. The chance that you'll ever get a return on that investment for the money saved. Well, you're young.
You might live long enough.
You might live long enough.